You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back at the rack here at Paul City Sacred Heart High School. It's time for boys basketball this afternoon. The undefeated Sacred Heart Irish, 3-0 on the year, taking on the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles. They are 4-2 on the season. They lost Thursday night up in Maryville. Maryville, Missouri had a really good basketball team this year, plus LeBlanc stepping up at least one class, if not two, in that action against Maryville. And for me, LeBlanc will be a different team. We saw them over at the Mountain City Tournament early this year. Of course, that tournament starts on Monday in Nebraska. The team is going to start playing varsity action until Thursday of that first week. But LeBlanc was playing in that early season tournament, and I think they got second place that term, if I recall. I lost track already, but I think that was their first loss of the year. However, in that tournament, they were without at least three players, two of them that are starters, because their football team played that Thursday night in the eight-man state championship at Missouri, and therefore they could not play in that basketball tournament. So they're going to be probably a better team than they were at that tournament at Mound City. So we shall see how much Coach Mitch Gears' team has improved in the last couple of weeks. Sacred Heart 3-0 on the year. They beat TRS last night going away, and their game on Tuesday got postponed to February because of illness here at Sacred Heart. They didn't have kids to play girls or boys basketball that night at Lewiston. Coach Dick Gold talked to him earlier this afternoon. He said that he never had fewer than seven at practice this week, but when you are expecting about 18 and you're down to seven, that's missing quite a few. So that's the story of the ball game. We'll be back and look at the starters after this 2-minute timeout on KTNC.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters of the extra mile.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, Administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Starting lineup today for the visitors, the Bishop LeBlanc Golden Eagles, coached by Mitch Garris. He will be 5'10" senior Landon Gardner, 6'1" sophomore Cooper Waterman, 6'2" senior Jake Correll, 6'1" Chris Miljavik. You'll see what grade he is. Not on the program here that I've got. Miljavik is a sophomore. And also, 6'2" sophomore Jacob Winkelbauer, 6'2" sophomore Winkelbauer, the other starter for LeBlanc. Miljavik is a sophomore. for the Irish A for Coach Doug Gulps. He will go the same lineup that was victorious last night against Humble Table Rock Steiner. Jack Stice, a 6'2" junior. Evan Keithley, a 6'1" senior. Joe Simon, a 6'4" senior. James Freshel, a 6' junior. And Sam Dunn, a 6' senior. Jack Stice, Evan Keithley, Joe Simon, James Freshel, and Sam Dunn, your starting five today for the Sagar Irish. We'll take one more 60-second break and back with a tip-off on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skinner TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Starters have been introduced. Final instructions given. And we'll be ready to go here momentarily today at the Rural Activity Center in Sagar. Sagar 3-0, LeBlanc 4-2 on the year. Joe Simon, the junior, will step into the center circle for the Irish. And it'll be Jake Correll, 6'2 and senior, stepping in there for the blonde, the purple clad LeBlanc Eagles. And we're ready to go. Here's the tip, and it will go to the Irish. Dunn runs it down to the backcourt. And up the floor he comes. And over to the left side of the floor against the man to man defense. Moving around, we'll give the ball inside to Simon. Big step, one dribble, up and off the back. Quick point for Joe Simon. LeBlanc finds himself down early in this one, 2-0. First possession for the Eagles. It'll be Miljavik with a basketball. Sophomore, he can fill up the hoop pretty well. We saw earlier this year over at Mount Sinai. Miljavik with it, into the paint he goes. Pass out to the corner and back to the middle to Gardner. Gardner gives it up for Correll. Correll cut off to the side. Miljavik for three. It's up. It's too strong. Rebound to Sam Dunn for the Irish. Dunn up the floor on the right side this time. Keeps the dribble. Hands off for Freshel. Freshel uses up his dribble. Needs help. Dunn will come around. Take it down the middle. And he is picked clean. Gardner all the way in, up, blocked out of there by the Irish. I think it was Freshel. They got a piece of that one, goes out of bounds. Well, blonde ball underneath their own bucket here. They'll go four across the baseline, side to side. Bring it into Miljavik on the right corner. Back out top to Correll, and they'll reset the offense. Left side with it now is Gardner. Play catch out there near midcourt circle. Gardner with it. Hold it, looks, passes off, gets it back. He'll load up a three off the rim, no good. And it will be tipped over by Stice to Keithley. And here come the Irish into Simon. Tipped away, out of bounds. It will belong to the Irish. All right, Shea Hark inbound this time from baseline. Out on the side with it is going to be Freshel. James ready, looks. Looks, still looking, lobs in for Simon, tipped away, good job there by Jacob Winkelbauer, 6'2 sophomore, knocks it away. The Eagles playing man-to-man here, the ball out on the sideline now for the Irish. Simon comes out top, takes the pass, hands to Sam Dunn, left side with it, Freshel. Freshel across the size, trying to post up Simon, they play in front of him. And now here comes Stice around the top, keeps the dribble, base right. They switch him off defense. Now nobody's got him. And Keithley, too tall, off his fingertips, picked off by Gardner up the floor on the right side, driving in. Simon cuts off Correll. The pass back out to the top. They'll reset the offense with Waterman. Waterman through the lane, goes up. Shot up, and it hops on the rim, and it falls in. Cooper Waterman ties the ball game up at two apiece. Inside it goes, Stice, turnaround up, in, back in it goes. Jack Stice in the lane with a turnaround jumper is good. 4-2 to Sacred Heart. At the other end we go, what, down, and now knocked away, stolen by Dunn, taken away. And Sam Dunn loses the dribble and gets ahead of him, rolls out of bounds. On the far end, it goes back to LeBlanc. All right, LeBlanc will inbound the ball, down 4-2. Drilling the ball up the floor will be Gardner. Or that was Waterman, excuse me. Now with the ball is Correll. Correll guarded by Keithley out top. Simon comes out. Gets bumped. He hits the deck. Oh, and he tripped him. We have a blocking foul now. Jake put his foot out. I'm going to call a foul on Keithley. Evan picks up his first. Jake kind of got his foot up in the air and tripped the ball handler, but Keithley gets called for the block. So the ball comes in backcourt for Cooper Waterman. Waterman with the ball off the right side now, handed to Correll. Correll back over to his teammate there with it. Waterman again, drilling well out beyond the three-point line, down the left corner. A long three-pointer is off the mark. No good that time by Correll. The rebound to Dunn. Dunn up the floor to Simon, top of the key off the key plate. Evan works the dribble, back over to Simon on the left side. Down to the left wing, it will be Stice with the basketball. Jack works the dribble, guarded there. They switch off and he crosses from one side to the other. Now he needs help and we'll give it to Sam Dunn. Dunn with the dribble out top. They switch those two guards out top on the defense in the zone. And now move around to the right side. And now into Simon. That was easy. Rolls down the lane. Up and good on the right side. A perfectly played pass by James Brunschel. Nice bounce pass down there to Simon. It's 6-2 to Shaken Heart. Backcourt with it. Jake Correll. Correll down the lane with a big step. Up, no, and a foul on the rebound against the Irish here. Two Irish players up in the air, and the foul will go on 23. That's on Joe Simon, his first. Team foul number two of the half. Inbounding from the baseline, Landon Gardner. Into Miljavik and back out to the top. Shayhart zoned up now. Simon patrols the middle. Over the left side with it to Gardner. Gardner, now they go high post with the pass. Correll back around the perimeter again. And a long three ball up. Too strong, no good by Workman. Rebound Miljavik couldn't tell on to it. Sigmar basketball as the ball skids out of bounds. Dunn will bring the ball up the floor for the Irish on the left side. Now it's man-to-man here by the Eagles. Handed off to Stice. Comes across, give it to Keithley. Down the lane, left hand up. Two hops, no good. Rebound brought down by Winklebauer. Winklebauer ahead to Correll. Into the lane, tipped away by Keithley. Three ball, picked up and good. Ball found Jake Correll, and he found the bottom of the net with it, and it's 6-5, Sacred Heart. Here we come to the front. Joe Simon holds it between the circles. Dribbles, gets it away now to Freshel. Freshel, right side, lost the ball, gets it back, keeps dribbling. Double team to him, and he tries to cross from side to side. Get it away to Dunn. Dunn lobs it ahead for Simon, and a push foul from behind. This one will go against Jake Correll. First foul of the game on the Golden Eagles. Keithley comes out of the game. Replays the lineup now by 6-foot senior Riley Nelson for the Irish. Inbounding, Freshel looking, bounce pass into Nelson, back to Freshel. Left side beyond the three-point line to Dunn, now out top. Sam holds it, looks, goes right down the lane, stops, lost his balance. The ball picked up there by Correll. Correll ahead, leaves the ball off now for Gardner. Gardner down the lane, stripped out. It's going to go off the hand of the old. They're going to call foul. Foul call out top against Sabin Hart. Called on Jack Stice. I did not see it. 13 foul on the Irish. They're going to call it a shooting foul. No protest from Doug Colts. I didn't really see a shot there, I didn't think. When I said free throw is good, and we're tied at 6. Second tie of the ball game. Hayden Sider checks in now for LeBlanc, 6-foot senior. Also in is Cohen Sumter, a 6-foot senior. Both free throws are good, and LeBlanc takes the lead, 7-6 to the 207 mark. To the front, Simon off the left side, Stice up, too strong, rebound, done, one up, and kept the ball alive, ends up with the rebound for the Irish now. Dunn to Nelson, out to Freshel, makes a move to the hoop, pulls up, off the glass, no, got his own rebound, in the paint, and he got fouled. Offensive rebound off the miss and a foul on the ball in on Cooper Waterman. His first team, two. So now it's freshly inbound from the baseline. He looks, he lobs out for Dunn. The ball is tipped by LeBlanc. Dunn in the backcourt with it. Coming up the floor, cut off by a double team. Keeps the dribble. He is picked up by Gardner. And carrying the basketball against Sam Dunn, and the Irish will turn it over. Minute 31 to go in the first quarter. The Irish trailing 7-6 to LeBlanc. All right, in the ball comes to Cooper Waterman. Waterman, midcourt circle, passes off the right side, 1-4 high across the free throw line offense. Now give the ball off to Gardner, drive it to the baseline, back into the middle with a pass. All the way out top to Sider. Sider will hold, move right with the ball now and hand it off again to Gardner from, this time, from Sumter. Over the left side, Waterman with the basketball, a minute to go in the quarter. Long pass across, the skip pass to Gardner. Right wing beyond the three-point line. Back out to the top to Waterman. LeBlanc could play for one, but they'll take this when they get it. Moving inside, a handoff underneath, and a pass out for three. Too strong, no good. Offensive rebound by Sider. He'll put it up and in, and it's now 9-6. Quickly the other way, a drive by Fresh will cut off, handed inside to Stice. Over to Simon, left side, comes up high off the glass, too tall, and the rebound comes down to Waterman. Waterman with the basketball, he'll walk it up, play for one shot here, it looks like. Waterman standing out in the corner near midcourt. Dunn steps out on it with 11 seconds to go in the clock. Gardner with it back to Waterman. Now off it goes to Correll. Pass inside. Sider catches, shoots it, scores it. And that will end the first quarter. LeBlanc 11. Sacred Heart 6. A 7-0 run to end the first quarter for LeBlanc. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, assigned its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock. It's LeBlanc ball. They have a 5-point advantage, 11-6. 7-0 run here to end the first quarter. Now, LeBlanc and a ball on the Irish on a pass. And Joe Simon picked up his second foul. Team foul number 4 on the Irish here, and a half of them on Joe Simon. Not good. Inside, oh, the ball. A LeBlanc player fell down, lost the ball, and bounced between the legs of an Irish defender right to another LeBlanc player. Now a pass will taken away by Freshel of the Irish. And here comes State Art Dunn, pull up 18 footer, too strong. Rebound, Gardner. He'll get away out of there, and now up for Waterman. Waterman to the front, back to Gardner. Right side with it for Correll. To the top, Gardner for 3 on the back iron. No. Rebound comes down with it, grabbing it for Riley Nelson. Had players end up all over the floor after that 3-point shot. LeBlanc fans want a foul. Simon goes inside. Turns to the left block, inside to his left, fouled at the line, couldn't get the shot to go. Foul on 6-0 senior Aiden Sider, his first, team foul number 3 on LeBlanc. Simon with 4 points in the quarter, now shooting 2 free throws here. Up and good for the junior. Joe will have one more here. Second one on the way up. And good, he's got them both. He's got 6 of the 8 for the Irish. The other bucket to Jack Stice. Simon will sit down now. Keithley is back in there along with Stice, Nelson, Preschel, and Dunn for the Irish. To the front, Gardner with it. And Gardner looks right side. Has the ball down to Correll. Correll with it. Holding it off the left side now. Goes to Sumter. Sumter drives it out to Waterman. Back to the middle of the floor to Correll. Correll fakes left, goes right, pulls up in the lane, and hits the shot. He's got 5. That's his first 2-pointer. It's 13-8. With it. Pass done. Tried an enter in pass. It's stolen and a layup at the other end. Good for Sumter. And the lead is 7. 15-8. Matching the biggest lead of the game. 15-8. Timeout. State Art. Back in 30 seconds on PTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:20 to go in the first half. It's LeBlanc 15, State Art 8. Joe Simon on the Irish bench with a couple of fouls. He has 6 of the 8 points for the Irish. James Freshel, the inbound from midcourt. Backcourt to Dunn. Dunn coming to the left side, now reverses to the right. Keeps on going, looks for a roller to the hoop. That was Nelson, couldn't get in the ball. And now Freshel. He's got hands all over him as he stops the dribble. Now to Stice. Stice with a very aggressive defense here by LeBlanc. Keithley one-on-one, pass the ball left side. Touch, Freshel caught it. He didn't have control of it, so he didn't travel, and now it is Keithley. And his pass from underneath the bucket back out to the top is backcourt violation. Doug Goltz is up, says shoot the ball. So LeBlanc from midcourt looking to add to a 7-point advantage. Cross court pass to Landon Gardner to Waterman. Waterman up the floor, the sophomore passes off, gets the ball back on the left side, moves to the top of the key, right side, dribble drive with it, back and in, Correll, back out Waterman, sets up for 3 and drills it. It'll be Cooper Waterman with his second field goal of the game. He's got 5 and the lead is now 10 for LeBlanc. Keithley with it, cross court to Dunn. The Irish are going to have to start scoring the ball here. And an offensive foul as Dunn made the pass. Then he commits the foul, his first. Team foul number 5, a foul and a turnover on the play. So here comes LeBlanc looking to add to a double-digit lead. Water to the front, man-to-man defense here by the Irish. Off it comes Correll. Correll to the middle. Back to Waterman, left elbow. Pass tipped away and saved in by LeBlanc. They throw it into the Irish, and it'll be Freshel to the front court. Freshel up the floor on the right side. Dribbles between the legs, drives up, pull up, six-footer, no, rebound Waterman. Waterman on the move the other way, quick pass ahead, gets the ball up there to Sumter. Back out top to Gardner. Gardner fakes right, goes left, cut off. Sumter again, looking, goes cross-court, Correll, guarded by Keithley, through the defense. Sumter pass down low, Sider up and good on the right side with the left hand. He's got 6 off the bench, and the lead is 12 now. Timeout, Stephen Hart, the 4-12 to go in the first half. It's 20-8, LeBlanc with the lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:12 left in this first half. Sacred Heart finds themselves in a hole, 20-8. They've been outscored 16-2 since that first quarter. They were up 6-4. Irish ball, front court, sideline. Into Sam Dunn. Cut off the floor. Over he goes. Simon back in for the Irish. Dick Goldfield, well, got to take a chance. I need a scoring. They're overplaying Simon down there, trying to keep the ball away from him, playing in front of him. Dunn flashing through the lane as Simon kicks it back out to Stice for 3. On the rim, no. Rebound brought down Waterman. Waterman will turn up the floor himself to Gardner on the right side. And Stice knocked down to the floor. Shot is no good. Simon gets the rebound, then gets bumped to the floor. And a foul will be called against the Eagles. That's the first rebound for Simon. Gardner with the foul. That'll be his first, team foul number 4 on the LeBlanc. 3.5 to play in the first half. Bounce pass into Simon. Fouled again. This time it's Sider with the foul. Sider second. Team foul number 5. LeBlanc doing a great deal of protesting, we'll say, of the calls here. Players especially. Now, a hold on the inbound before the pass can even be made. This one is going to be on Waterman. Waterman second, team foul number 6. Freshel again to try the inbound to the baseline. Bounce pass to Stice. Williams is good. Stice with the bucket. The assist will go to Freshel. Up the floor, Correll taking about a 3. Didn't do it. Goes in, backs up. Now moving down the right side, hands off to Waterman. Waterman into the paint, dishes out. Ball knocked loose, and Miljavik with it. And traveling the call, and he got the ball on his hand, couldn't get rid of it. He was moving down the lane, could not get the dribble to the floor, so the Irish get the turnover. 3:07 left in the half. Sumter back in there. Nojavik had returned to the game. Also in there is Winkelbauer again. Lobbed across to Dunn on the left side. Stice, Lowe didn't take the three. He was open. Now drilling around to the top. 5 second count is on. Got rid of it just in time. Preschel with it. Stice goes to the far corner. Inside for Keithley, knocked loose. And we got a foul. And I don't know what in the world is going on. We got one particular LeBlanc player that's just unhappy and, well, he's whining a lot and there he wanted to fight. Foul is called on Devin Keithley, and the player who's doing the complaining is not the one that got fouled. 20-10, LeBlanc with the lead. Coming up the floor with the basketball will be Correll. Correll with it, passes it off. Out of the top, Sumter with it, looks left side, Miljavik. Back out to the top, Sumter to Gardner. Gardner to Miljavik again and back to Gardner. Gardner holds it. Keithley cuts him off, give it away. Come around the corner, Correll. Back out near midcourt line. Correll steps up, goes between two defenders. And does a butt hop into the lane, puts it up and in. He's got 7, and the lead is 12 again. Keithley to the front, looking cross court, Preschel. Really good man-to-man defense here by LeBlanc. Irish having trouble getting the ball inside. Now they go inside, tipped away, knocked away there by Winkelbauer. Leading up the floor, we got a blocking foul, probably on Dunn, I believe. Yes, it is. It's going to be Sam Dunn, his second. Team 7, so Dunn, Keithley, and Simon, two fouls apiece here. The foul there, and that puts Gardner at the free throw line for 1-1. It's up. It's good. So we get another one here. And the lead is 13. St. Arvin just 4 points here in the second quarter. Second one on the way up, and he got them both. And the lead is now 14. Dunn to the front. Simon back near midcourt circle. Girls left, cross court to Freshel. St. Arne stays in their offense against the man-to-man. Inside Keithley, they let him too far. Off his fingertips, out of bounds. The Golds, very stoic, shall we say, but you can see the frustration with the turnovers building on the coach, let alone the players. Gardner heads down the lane, dishes it out. Now headed up, passing off. One pass too many. Ball is loose, it's recovered by LeBlanc, and we got a timeout call by Coach Mitch Garris for LeBlanc. They'll take the break with 1 minute to go in the half. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here. Second quarter action at the rack in Fall City, 24-10. LeBlanc with the lead and the basketball here. The ball comes in. It'll be handed by Landon Gardner. He'll give the ball up there to Correll. Jake Correll holds it out top with the dribble. Moves the ball to Miljavik. Three-pointer from the right corner. No good. Rebound coming down to Joe Simon. Simon ahead to Dunn. Up the floor. Sam spins. Gives it back to Simon. Out top. He's got the dribble. He goes in. He's on the right block. Throws it back to Dunn. Might have been able to shoot that one. 32 seconds to go in the half. Right side now. Stice looking for Simon. Gets it to him. Left block. And he probably walked. Got away with that one. Rebound to LeBlanc, no damage. And here comes St. Joe LeBlanc the other way. And a tip out of bounds by Simon. Sagard will bring in Riley Nelson for Simon, who has two fouls. Also into the game comes Carson Sells. Checking out will be Keithley, who also has two fouls. 15 seconds to go in the half. Gardner, backcourt with it. Catch made by Correll. Coming up the floor. Goes left in the middle. Pass tipped. It gets down in the corner. Gardner for three. No good. Rebound tipped around. And we've got a rebound on Sumter. We do. His first foul. So we're going to walk the other end with 2 seconds to go in the half. Shooting 1-1 will be James Preschel. James looking for his first points of the ball game. Sagard's only had two players score so far. John Krause comes into the ball game for Dunn, who has two fouls. And again, at the line for the Irish is Preschel. It's up. It rattles. It won't go. Rebound brought down by Sumter. That is the half. It is St. Joe LeBlanc 24, Sagard 10, a 4-point quarter for the Irish. We are back after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the Problem Solvers, El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the Problem Solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West and Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime at the Real Activity Center in Falls City. Sagard and LeBlanc playing today. And so far, it's been a LeBlanc Eagle day. They win the girls game this afternoon, coming back and winning it. 47-35, remaining undefeated on the year. In this one at halftime, Sagard trailing LeBlanc 24-10. LeBlanc outscoring Irish in the second quarter, 13-4. Since it was 6-4, the Irish, they have been outscored 20-4. Sagard has 5 points, making 6 points for Joe Simon in the first half, and 4 for Jack Stice, and nobody else has scored. For LeBlanc in the first half this afternoon, 6 points for Adam Sider off the bench, 7 for Jake Correll. Cohen Sumter has 2 off the bench. Cooper Waterman has 5, and Landon Gardner has 4, all at the free throw line for the Golden Eagles. They're 4-for-4 at the free throw line in the first half. Sagard, 2 out of 3 in the first half of today's ball game. 24-10, Eagles leading the Irish here at halftime in our boys' game. Coming up later today, tonight, it will be Nebraska men's basketball. The Huskers in action tonight down in Kansas City as they take on the KC Wildcats this afternoon, this evening, I should say. You'll be able to hear that game on KTNC tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, the Nebraska women are in action. They will be hosting the Wyoming Cowgirls tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. That also coming up on KTNC tomorrow afternoon. 24-10, the Blonde of the Lead will take a two-minute break, check the weather. Then be back here in a few minutes with second-half action on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Nick Carlisle. For this afternoon, we'll expect to see plenty of sunshine across the area. High temperatures staying into the upper 20s, with winds staying out of the northwest between 15 and 25. For later on tonight, we'll see clear skies, low temperatures falling off to around 13, with winds staying for the west at around 5 to 10. For Sunday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, high temperatures warming up close to 40, and winds out of the southeast at around 5. And then for later on Sunday night, we'll see a chance for light snow, with lows staying into the mid-20s, and winds from the southeast between 10 and 15. Looking ahead into the upcoming week, we'll expect to see a rain-snow mix possible on Monday, with highs staying into the middle 30s. For Tuesday, we'll expect to see partly sunny skies, with high temperatures staying into the low 20s. And that is your weatherology forecast on KTNC.
Right now it's 28.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC Southeast Nebraska Communications offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
24-10, St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc's Golden Eagles leading CR here at halftime of our boys' game. The LeBlanc girls got the win earlier today over Sacred Heart. Pushed their record to 7-0 on the year. Here, it's set 24-10 LeBlanc. Only before we took the break, was down 6-4, and since that time, they've been on a 20-4 run over Sacred Heart. Teams head over to their benches for final instructions before we begin the second half here. Coming up next week in high school basketball, here on KTNC Tuesday, the Fall City Tigers, Elwood Murdoch, and a girl-boy doubleheader. Also, Tuesday, we'll have Sacred Heart hosting Tri-County on Tuesday night. That'll be girls varsity about 5:30, and the weather around 7. That's on Tuesday night here on KTNC. The next Thursday, Sacred Heart Elwood Murdoch on KTNC. You might want to stay on the list of that. It's supposed to be really cold next week, at the end of the week on Thursday and Friday. I guess it has to be cold for this reindeer to get up to full speed on Christmas. They should be ready the way it sounds. Irish basketball, quarter number 3, underway. Sacred Heart goes left to right as we look at it here at the rack. Down to Joe Sider, and a push foul called. This one will go on Cooper Waterman. That's going to be his third foul of the ballgame. First foul of the half, obviously. Irish ball underneath their own bucket. They line up side to side along the baseline here. Into side, back into the paint, turn around off the glass, up and good. Joe's got 8, and it's 24-12. Irish needs something good to happen in a hurry here in these first 3 or 4 minutes of the second half. Right side, Crowell with a basketball, holding on to it. Off to Miljavik. To the top, Crowell again against the man-to-man, spins in. Left side, Gardner for 3, in, out, no good. Oh, what a nice follow-up. Catching a shot by Winkelbauer, his first 2 of the game, and it's 26-12. Bounce pass into Simon, push foul from behind. Winkelbauer gets the foul, following the bucket. His second. So it will be Irish ball again on the baseline. This time, Doug Gould says, play it, everybody in the corner of the lane. Bring it into Simon. Double team. Spins into the lane. Up short. Got his own rebound. Up again. No. And a rebound to Gardner. Simon could not hit that one. Joe with a couple of misses in the paint that time. Points the Irish need. And now out on the other side, Terrell driving up in 3 defenders. Cut off. Simon reaches in and Keithley reaches in. They're tangled up. Can't get away from each. It's a held ball, and it will stay with LeBlanc. So LeBlanc will bring the ball in. Shot away for 3, no good by Miljavik. Rebound brought down by Keithley for the Irish. Ahead, Freshel for 3, short, no good. Miljavik the rebound, outlet to Waterman. 1-on-2, he pushes it up. He'll slow it down to the 3-point line. Back out top, Gardner, back over to Waterman. Waterman, cross court, Gardner, dribbling in, stops, back to the right side, Miljavik, the sophomore, to the right side, the senior, Terrell. Terrell holding now, comes out, the Irish double team, forcing back, just about went over and back. Inside, Simon hustling from midcourt, back all the way down, and knocked that ball away on the baseline. Good hustle by the Irish junior. Gardner will inbound from the baseline. Up by 14 are his Golden Eagles. Out of the right side, Waterman now. Miljavik, left side of the floor. Back to the middle. Swinging around the perimeter. Way out beyond the three-point line. Now they're playing catch with it. Waterman and Gardner play catch. That one about over and back again. And here is Gardner with a drive. He went up. ball reached in, knocked away. I believe that was Stice on the quick hand play there defensively. Hit him up jab. No, nobody guarding him for three. It's up. It's good. You can't leave him alone. He's a sophomore. And that's his first bucket of the day. But I've seen him light it up pretty well. The lead is now the biggest of the day. It's 17 points, 29-12. 2.5 gone by in the third quarter. Up we go. Left side now. Keithley pulls up. Shot blocked. He goes down. Picked up there by Stice. Back out to Freshel for three. No. Miljavik the rebound. He'll give the ball up. Perrell now to Waterman. The blonde Eagles are blocking out very physically. Simon tips the ball backcourt out on the point of the defense there. Now it's recovered. Miljavik, right side. Elbow beyond the three-point line. Now into the three-one circle at the free throw line. Over to Correll. LeBlanc taking their time, moving down to the left block on the lane. Now back out to Garter in the paint, fires it underneath. Sumter kicks it back out to his teammate there. That is Correll for three, no good. Simon with another rebound and a foul on Gardner. Gardner picks up his second foul, team foul number three of the half on LeBlanc. So here comes Dunn up the floor through the midcourt circle. Looking left, Stice. Posted up, Simon. He'll move from the left side to the right side now. Off to Keithley. Top of the key to Simon. Right side, Freshel. Looking, drives around a defender. Into the paint, in the paint. Tried to bounce pass backwards to Stice, stolen away. Driving in short on the shot is Sumter. Rebound to the Irish. That was done, and now Keithley on the move the other way. Simon trailing the play, takes the ball. Sumter reaches up, steals the pass. Keithley goes in, and they miss the layup. And we're going to call a foul after the rebound and the putback on the first shot, I think. Foul on Keithley, his third. Not really surprised that call, just surprised by when it came. So at the free throw line will be Jacob Winkelbauer. He made a nice steal at the other end. Up on the free throw, no good. The LeBlanc girls were perfect on the day at the line. That's the first miss for the LeBlanc boys today at the free throw stripe. That's only their fifth attempt, but still pretty good. Second one coming. The left-hander on the way up and good. And the lead is now 18. That's the biggest lead of the game. To the front. Simon with it. Holds it. Looks off to Stice. Stice to the right side now with it. Dunn finds an opening. Drives in. Shot blocked by Miljavik. Rebound to Freshel. Turn around, no good. A whistle and a foul. We'll put him to the free throw line to shoot a pair here. Foul on Miljavik. His first. Team foul number four. Freshel at the line. 0-for-1 on the day and now 1-for-2. They'll get another one here. 30-13 to score. That's off a 6-0 run to start the third quarter for LeBlanc. Firing up and no good. Rebound. Simon kept it alive. He didn't call, I think, for a push foul. Riley Nelson is in the game for the Irish. That's the third foul on Joe Simon, so he and Keithley with three apiece, with 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Shane Hart coming up, full court pressure here, bring the ball into Correll. Correll to the front court. Irish looked like they wanted to set a trap there, couldn't get over there in time. Back out to the top, Waterman. Put the basketball. And into the middle, open, and rolling the hole and laying it up is Winkelbauer. He's now got 5 in the ball game, and it's a 19-point advantage for LeBlanc. Freshel with it, guarded by Miljavik. Count is on, gets rid of it to Dunn, into the paint, up, and two hops on the rim. It won't go, and a foul on Riley Nelson. Trying to get the rebound after LeBlanc had taken control of it. his first team foul number three. Inbound is LeBlanc, 2:52 to go in the third. To the front court, Waters crossing Gardner, open for three. Now he'll take it after they step out on him. No good, the rebound Correll, and he lays it up, and yeah, the Irish are getting beat on the inside on the board. 34-13, a 21-point advantage, back in 30 seconds on Sunday morning on 2MPTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:35 left in the third quarter. LeBlanc with the big lead over St. Hart, 34-13. I cannot get it going on the offensive end here today. They were up 6-4. It's been pretty much all LeBlanc since that time. 30-7 LeBlanc outscoring the Irish since the Irish had their last lead. Nelson will inbound for the Irish. Sam Dunn. They'll bring it up the floor on the right side now to Keithley. To the top. Stice with it. Off the side, left side, back and in. Spins around over to Stice. Back to Dunn on the right side, baseline, into the paint, dishes it out. Stice here had it taken away, got it back. Sam Dunn, they play a little two-man game over here on this right side. Now Dunn will go out top toward midcourt, reset it to Simon. Left side drive, one hand, the right hand, left side won't go. Rebound Sider with it for LeBlanc, ahead to Gardner. Gardner moving up, and now kicks it back to Sider. Now driving down the lane. And it's going to be back out to Miljanic for three. It's up and good. Six for Miljanic, and it's 37-13. 24-point lead for the Eagles. Thought they might have an advantage, David. Didn't think it would be like this. Out on the left side now with the basketball. Stice works it. Holds it. To Riley Nelson. Nelson spins away for a defender. Pass past the middle, stolen away. With 1:15 to go here in the third quarter. Across the floor we go with the basketball. Left side. Holding it there. Correll. Correll just hanging on to it. Simon steps out, now backs up. Clock goes under 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Correll. Start the dribble. Guarded by Simon. Works to the right. Pass to the side. Back out to the top. He'll pass the ball away there to Sumter. Back to Correll. In the midcourt circle. And Simon bumps him. That's four on Joe Simon. Joe Simon, they're playing the man-to-man. He's all the way out there near the midcourt circle and picks up his fourth foul. Here in the third quarter, he'll sit down, and into the game once again comes James Fresh over the Irish. Gardner will inbound, backcourt, making the catch. Correll work the ball to the front court. 31 seconds ago, they've held it for half a minute here. He'll float in with a one-hander, no good. Rebound to Stice. Off the floor, cut off. Well, I'll tell you what. LeBlanc's doing a good job of getting back defensively. Ball is tipped out of bounds off of LeBlanc. It'll be St. Hart basketball. On the sideline, keep it inbound with 19 seconds to go in the period. Give the ball up, hand it off to Dunn. Right side, Keithley. Keithley scoreless in the ball game for the Irish today. At this point, Dunn has not scored for St. Hart. Only three players on the scoreboard. Fresh will have just a free throw. And no good on the shot. The buzzer for St. Hart. After three, 37-13, the lead to LeBlanc. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Ready to go in the fourth quarter here. It will be Shayar Basketball down 37-13. LeBlanc with the lead over the Irish here. Here is Stice with the drive on the right side. Pull up jumper. Good. Jack Stice has six. It's 37-15 now. Here comes LeBlanc to the front. Correll with the basketball, guarded by Nelson off the right side to Sumter. Sumter coming across and hands the ball to Correll. Again, Correll moving inside all the way up. Left side layup is good. Correll's in double figures with 11. Correll doing a good job handling the ball. Here's Nelson to the free throw line with a dribble. Cut off, needs help. Simon on the bench with four fouls for the Irish. Inside, Pressel, and a push foul on Miljavik. Miljavik will pick up his second foul, team foul number five. Inbounding will be Pressel. Looking, lobby, tipped away. Sumter ends up with it. Gardner tipped it. The Irish are just getting out hustled with the basketball. Miljavik, wide open tray, buries another one. I remember Colgan started the game. He can fill it up. That's three of them. He's got nine in the contest now. It's 42-15. And now a drive in the middle, and a running one-hander by Dunn won't go. He'll get the line to shoot two. The foul will go against Landon Gardner, his third, team foul number six. 27-point advantage for LeBlanc. Dunn makes the free throw, his first point of the day. They'll have another one coming here. Ready is done. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. He makes them both. 42-17 to the front. Sumter dribbles to the baseline. Out top, Gardner. Gardner guarded there by Stice. Switch off. Now Keithley on Correll. Irish try to trap him. Get it away to Gardner. Way out beyond the three-point line, right side, and that drives in, pass to the middle. Sider up, he rolls around the rim, it won't go, rebound to Stice. Stice the other way with the run, tipped away, loose ball, scramble for it, and it's going to belong to LeBlanc. Well, LeBlanc will inbound from the baseline with 6:12 to go. Leading by 25. Later on, the Huskers and Kansas State men's basketball coming up your way today. Tonight, completing 6 o'clock tip time on KTNC. Husker women tomorrow afternoon. In the middle, Gardner drives against a three-yard Irish defense out to Miljavik. There's another one, that's four. He's got a dozen, and it's 45-17. 28-point lead for LeBlanc at the other end. three-pointer, no good by Stice. Keithley the rebound, lost it on the way up. Gets it back. Now Keithley's got it back on the baseline. Get it to Nelson at the free throw line. Nelson with it. Goes in, dribbled away. LeBlanc had it, lost it off of LeBlanc. Sagerhart basketball with 5:25 to go on the far side. Out of the game comes Sumter. Waterman back in there now. Keithley, the pass to him, stolen away. Up the other end, and Waterman missed it, followed up. Terrell up and good. Terrell made the original steal. And ends up with a rebound. The puck is the other end. The lead is now 30. It will be fresh. He'll drill around over to Keithley. Keithley with it, going in. Cut off, turn around, up, and good. Evan Keithley with his first two of the ball game at the 4:55 mark, period number four. Around the perimeter we go. Now Waterman had it knocked loose, over and back. Well, ball was hit by the Irish. Apparently, the LeBlanc player dribbled again. And then it went over. So, Irish ball at midcourt. And now it comes into Sam Dunn. Simon back in for the Irish now. Inside the sights, knocked loose, recovered by Fretzel, or excuse me, by Keeley. Nelson can't connect inside the three-point, or inside the free-throw line. And we come the other way now with it. LeBlanc basketball through traffic. Waterman with the left hand finger roll. And good. 7 for Waterman. The lead is 30 again. At the other end. Now it will be done. Drill around at the 4:08 mark. If we're playing this game at LeBlanc now, we would have a running clock with a 30-point lead in the fourth quarter. Dunn for 3 on the rim. No. Rebound, brought down Miljavik, and he got fouled by Stice. His second, team foul number 5 on Sigurd. Let's see, for LeBlanc, Jackson Segrist into the ballgame. Back into Jacob Winkelbauer. Timeout Sigurd, trailing 49-19, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
FNM Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At FNM Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
49-19, St. Joe LeBlanc putting the wraps on a Wednesday over Sagerhart with 3:57 to go here. The Irish got off to a good start very early in this ball game, and then things just kind of started going LeBlanc's way. In a big way, and now they lead by 30. To the front court we go. Off to Gardner. Cross court to Segrist in the ballgame. He'll pass inside and shot blocked by the Irish by Stice and recovered by LeBlanc. Down the middle, Carell kicks it outside back to Waterman. A long three is no good. Rebound tip. Stice comes down with it for Sagerhart. He'll bring it up the right side. Keithley wanted to rifle the three up there. The defense got to him in a hurry. Stice with it, looking back. They did a good job of keeping the Irish off the three-point line today, even for attempts. Simon down the left side, floats up, got it. So Simon in double figures with 10 now for Sagerhart. It's 49-21. The way we go. Cooper Waterman with it on the sideline. Drives up to Carell on the left side. Back out top, Gardner. garter, pass, tip, weight, done. We smashed a finger in that one. Gil Silchrist, up, no good. Rebound brought down by Winkelbauer. Sam Dunn jammed at least one finger, if not two, trying to slap that ball way down. And now he blocks the shot by LeBlond. Blocked the shot of Correll. Simon comes down with it. Keithley for three in the right corner, up, no good. Rebound brought down Jackson Segrist. 2:20 to go. Segrist all the way to the paint, leaves it back for his teammate out there, Jake Correll. He'll go over to Waterman. Waterman will move down the lane through traffic, up with the scoop. No, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish here. Foul will go on Sam Dunn, his third. Team foul number six of the ball game in the second half against Sacred Heart. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Waterman at the line for the first time tonight. Makes that one. Correll checks out. Winkelbauer checks out for LeBlond. It's up, and it's good. You got them both. 51-21. LeBlond leading. Up the floor the other way we go. Dunn. Or Simon with it. Drill it out top. Now Stice. Stice to the ball. Comes to the right side looking. Hands off. Sam Dunn. Top of the key. Down the lane. And a foul is going to be called on. Ooh, a new player in the wheel on number four. Let's see if it's in the program here. For LeBlond, it's not. We don't have a 34 in the program. Also in the game is Connor Buzzard, 6 foot senior. Free throw up and good for Dunn. Sam is 3 for 3 on the day at the line. Second one coming up here. The Irish senior. Up. Good. Got them both. So it's now LeBlond ball. Working it up is Waterman. Minute 45 to go. To the front now to Segrist. Drives into the paint. Kicks it out of there now to Blizzard. Over the right side, Segrist again. Tries to lob it inside. A push foul on James Freshel. His first foul of the ball game. Now that's going to put our unknown player in the ball game for LeBlond. First free throw is coming up here. It's on the way up and short, no good. Only 1-1. Excuse me, not a two shot. 1-1. Pass it inside, and it'll be Freshel with the assist from Spice. Freshel with his first field goal of the game has 3 points. It's 51-25. Waterman out top, double team, gets the ball away on the pass with a minute 15. Working around with the basketball now. Out top with it. Satchel Studer had it knocked away. Here comes Freshel up the floor between two defenders. Off the glass. It will not go. Give it to Waterman with a minute to go in the contest. Waterman will walk it up the floor now to the midcourt stripe around the right side. Looking out to Studer. Studer back to Waterman. Waterman backing up to the midcourt circle again, moving right. Pass the ball to Steer. Back to Waterman with 35 on the clock. Waterman pass to the middle. Back out to the top with it now is a Blizzard. Over to Waterman. They're not going to shoot, it doesn't appear. Waterman just drilling around with 20 seconds on the clock. Depending on who they pass the ball to, most of them have no intention of shooting. Your final score is going to be St. Joe LeBlond, 51, Sacred Heart, 25. The Irish scored 12 in the fourth quarter. They had just 13 points in the first three quarters of today's game. 51-25, your final. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 1 minute timeout on KTNC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score of boys game day. It is St. Joe LeBlanc. They picked up their fifth win of the year against two defeats. They defeat Fall City St. Hart 51-25. First loss of the year for the Irish. They're now 3-1. Scoring for the Irish today goes this way. Joe Simon with 10. 6 for Jack Snyes. 4 for Sam Dunn off the free throw line. 3 for James Breschel. And 2 for Evan Keithy. The Irish did not make a three-pointer in today's game. For LeBlanc, they are led by Jeff Carell with 13. Jake had 13. 12 for Chris Miljavik, all on three-pointers. Cooper Waterman had 9. 4 for Landon Gardner. Cohen Sumter had 2. 5 for Jacob Winkelbauer. And 6 for Adam Sider. The Irish led 6-4 in this game. Then got outscored 47-19 the rest of the way. In the girls' game, the LeBlanc girls are now 7-0 on the year with today's win over Sacred Heart by a final score of 47-35. 47-35 is your final score. LeBlanc led by Emma Raines with 15 points on the day, the only LeBlanc player in double figures. Sacred Heart got 13 each from Olivia Eichhoff and Delaney Witt to lead the scoring today. So that's going to wrap it up for coverage today on KTNC for high school. Don't forget the Husker men in action tonight. Nebraska will be taking on the Kansas City Wildcats 6 o'clock today down at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. That's coming up on KTNC tonight. Tomorrow, Nebraska women's basketball on KTNC at 2 o'clock as they host Wyoming. Coming up next week, Fall City Tigers and Elwood Murdoch on KTNC Tuesday night. Sacred Heart and Elwood Murdoch on Thursday night on KTNC. Sunny 101.3, our sister station, tomorrow. Chiefs football at noon against the Houston Texans. And then on Tuesday night, Tri-County here at Sacred Heart. A 5:30 girls game and a 7 o'clock boys game coming up your way on next Tuesday on City 101.3. So that's going to wrap it up from here. St. Joe LeBlanc gets a pair of wins over the Irish today. That's going to wrap it up. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon, saying good afternoon, everybody, from the Rural Activity Center.